6:18 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line now by our good friend Naomi Wolf. She's a feminist author and defender of liberty, among other things, and also very controversial, but our very good friend, Naomi Wolf. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So, I was, looking at our list of guests this morning, and I said, Naomi again? I wonder what she's been up to. My goodness, I had no idea you were working on this book that's going to be published a week from tomorrow. It's called The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. It's available at Amazon and bookstores around the country. Let me just read the first couple paragraphs and just say after this, wow, our pre-March 2020 world is gone forever, irretrievable, for in league with mass surrender to all powerful technology, the restrictions against human assembly, speech, and gathering, culture, and worship brought on by the pandemic panic have brought new cultural norms frighteningly at odds with traditional Western notions of freedom and independent thought. Wow, what a great description of where we are right now. Tell us about the book.
Thank you. So I wrote it when I saw that what we were going through after March of 2020 was kind of an escalation of what I've been seeing since 2008 when I wrote my first book about the decline of democracy, the end of America. But I saw that it was at scale. In other words, what's happened is that the pandemic has provided an excuse for a handful of bad actors, and we're really seeing this now in these events this week, ranging from the World Economic Forum to the Chinese Communist Party to bad nonprofits like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and notably big tech companies. They were able to engineer a power grab, basically to remake society and to wage a war against Western freedoms, a war against the family, a war against kids, and really to recreate a world in which we have to kind of ask their permission to be human. And I can give you specific examples, but notably the tech discussion. As you know, I'm a tech CEO, and one of the things that really leapt out at me as I was looking at pandemic policies, which really don't make sense. The data are in, they don't make sense medically. States and countries that locked down did no better in terms of COVID than the ones that stayed open. Masks barely make a difference, except harming kids cognitively and so on. But what these policies all succeed in doing is fattening the coffers of tech companies, because for tech companies, the things human beings can do that don't involve technology is competition. In other words, when people gather to worship in church, or when your child is in a real classroom with other human children and a human teacher and no screens, or when people are in a restaurant or a bar, talking to each other, or when people are gathered in a town hall. Technology is losing data, and it's losing eyeballs, and it's losing its advantage, the advantage it would have if there were policies that kept people isolated, locked in their homes, your child chained to a computer, and specifically if there were policies that insisted that you needed a vaccine passport in order to assemble, which is such a bountiful harvest of data for big tech. So I walk the reader through, in case after case, when you close mom and pop stores on Main Street through lockdowns, Amazon is up 30%. When you don't let people, go shop at their local grocery store, chat with your grocer or their butcher, meal kits are up. When you don't let your child go to school, edutech, which was a losing industry, is up by hundreds of millions of dollars. And why should they give up this advantage?
Let me ask about how this book came about and your publisher. Now, your publisher is listed as All Seasons Press. I'm not familiar with that publisher. Is that a subsidiary of a mainstream publisher, or is this a kind of one of the independent publishing firms out there now?
Well, they are a conservative imprint, and they're a pretty newly established publishing house. But I've been really impressed with them. They're very, very entrepreneurial. And the publishing landscape is changing. So the fact is that this is a book that takes on entities like Amazon. So I'm not sure if traditional gigantic publishers like Simon & Schuster would publish such a book because it's, you know, there's an alignment of media with big tech and with, unfortunately, you know, the Biden administration in many cases. There's an alignment of media with China. I track the money flow of, you know, even the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to media outlets. I didn't track it through publishing, but I think it, what we're seeing right now is that independent news outlets like yours and independent news outlets like All Seasons Press and Daily Clout, my own news outlet, you know, podcasters, they're becoming the trusted voices because legacy media and even legacy publishing can't really publish everything these days.
I am looking at the All Seasons Press, and your book is one of the featured books there, but they also have a book by James Golden, Bo Snerdly for Rush Limbaugh fans, Mark Meadows, former chief of staff, and Peter Navarro. So these are all very important books. And how did that deal come about with All Seasons Press? I mean, you've obviously written, what, 8 bestsellers? Your first book, what, back in 1991?
I've written a lot of books.
Yeah.
How did it come about? My agent brought me the offer. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, no, I mean, typically, with All Seasons Press, it sounds like it's a new imprint, right? And so what you were talking about is the more established imprints, Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins, all those folks, those are very, very large corporations. I guess the question is, you said those larger publishers were not likely to take any more of your books, I guess. Is that the angle here?
Well, I certainly wouldn't put it that way. My memory, and forgive me, I need another cup of coffee in order to
That's okay. That's okay, Naomi. Don't worry about it.
No, that's fine. No, I mean, as probably everybody knows, a book that I wrote right before this one, which described how a pandemic in 19th century Britain was used to strip people of their liberties, was canceled. And then I began to be very critical of lockdown policy, and I was critical of the Biden administration, even though, you know, I come from the Democratic left. In terms of how we were losing our freedoms. And then I was canceled and deplatformed again. And I describe it in the bodies of others, you know, that I was posting things like doctors who were warning about things that absolutely have come to pass with these mRNA vaccines. I posted Dr. Ralph Baric's CV that showed that the NIH had funded gain-of-function research to the tune of millions, and I was deplatformed. So I was basically just doing the same reporting I'd always done for 35 years as a much-published reporter. But there's such a cancel culture now and such censorship of dissident voices, including conservatives, that I began to be published in new outlets as opposed to the ones I'd always been published in. So I'm sure other publishers would have taken this book, but All Seasons Press reached out, and I was really proud to, you know, to be published by an independent press that was willing to publish on this subject, because I was seeing so much censorship around these issues in mainstream media.
The book is The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and The War Against the Human by Naomi Wolf. You can buy it at Amazon and direct from All Seasons Press. Naomi, last question. I ask you this question every time. When are you moving from a high income tax blue state to no income tax, no state income tax Tennessee?
I can't wait. We just spend a lot of time in Tennessee because those red states are looking better and better these days, I'm embarrassed to say, and Tennessee especially.
We have a place for you here, Naomi. Okay. Call us. We've got realtors. We got houses. We got no state income tax. We want you here. Thanks, Naomi.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll have more when we get back with Crom Carmichael.